multiplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
In the name of Allah, Salaam alaikum to all of you, and thank you for choosing this episode to listen to. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. We are going to speak about what after the month of Ramadan.
أرجو رضاك يا
الله
أنت الرحيم يا
الله
هبني عطاك يا
الله
أنت الكريم ومنك العطاء يا
الله
أنت العظيم يا
الله
فيك الرجاء يا
الله
أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال.
But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Friday, 3rd of Shawwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Retreat calendar, corresponding to the 24th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Retreat calendar, and the 12th of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We listen to chapter Ankabut from the Holy Quran, verses 2 and 3. Then we'll learn about the important points of these verses.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ahasiban nasu an yutraku an yaqulu amanna wa hum la yuftanun.
Do the people think that they will be left to say, "We believe," and they will not be tried.
وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ.
But we have certainly tried those before them, and Allah will surely make evident those who are truthful, and He will surely make evident the liars.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
Some people may be in some environments which are polluted from any point of view, and the temptations of making mischief surrounded them. Their great trial is that in such conditions they protect their own purity. A group may be involved in the pressure of deprivations, while they see that if they agree to exchange the capitals of their noble selves, their poverty and deprivation will quickly disappear, but this is for the price of losing their faith, piety and honor, and this is their trial. Another group may be enjoyed of affluence. Do they try to fulfill the duty of thanksgiving?
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً ونورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً يا
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكراً يا رب.
What after Ramadan? The month of Ramadan has come and gone. Too many, it's one of the fastest periods of the year, maybe because of fasting within the twinkle of an eye. Ramadan is no longer with us. Do not be sad that you are losing track of the good deeds you've successfully established in the month of Ramadan. Also, hyperactivity will get you overwhelmed, which will make it hard for you to continue. The best is to strike a balance by being consistent even with a little effort, no matter how small. Moderation is very important, and you should never overburden yourself, as the Prophet Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny said, "Do such deeds as you can do easily, as Allah will not get tired of giving rewards until you get bored and tired of performing religious deeds."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, what is our best duty after the whole month of Ramadan? What are the most important duties of us after the holy month of Ramadan? Our main duty after the blessed month of Ramadan is to preserve the achievements of this blessed month, just as the Most Holy Divine has commanded all of us to guard our prayers. In discussing the duty of those to fast after the blessed month of Ramadan and preserving the achievements of this blessed month, it should be stated our most important duty after the month of Ramadan is to preserve the achievements of this blessed month, just as the Most Holy Divine commanded all of us. You should guard your prayers, حَفْحَفْظُ عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ or عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. The same command applies to fasting. These are mentioned as examples, not as specifics. Meaning, if the Quran says to be vigilant about your prayers, it does not apply only to prayers, but one must be vigilant about worship, so that this worship has its special effect. Because the prayer or salat is the pillar of religion, it is mentioned regarding prayers, حَفْظُ عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ. But fasting is the same. We are obliged to be guardians and protectors of our fast. For the dear youths, preserving fasting is not very difficult. That we be guardians of our fasting and that is to fast 3 days a month, the first Thursday and last Thursday, and the Wednesday in the middle of the month, based on من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها. If someone does a good deed, Allah gives 10 times the reward. If someone fasts 3 days a month, 3 times 10 becomes 30 days. As if they have fasted 30 days, this becomes part of Sa'im al-Dahr. If we preserve fasting throughout the year, in reality, we are among the guardians of fasting and the guardians of the blessed month of Ramadan.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise, be like the rain pouring all your love to every soul.
In this part, we're speaking about essential tips for life after Ramadan, being constant remembrance of the Day of Judgment. There is nothing more humbling than constantly remembering the Day of Judgment for Muslims. The Day of Judgment is not hearsay, it has been fully recorded in numerous prophetic sayings in detail. Remembering the Day of Judgment is vital throughout the year, even after Ramadan. Constantly remembering the Day of Judgment automatically forces us to be better Muslims, to be more conscientious of our deeds, to take more care in our behavior, and to be wiser in our speech. A reminder of a temporary life is a good reminder that just like the month of Ramadan that passes each year, our lives are also temporary, they pass. So while we love Ramadan for all its blessings, we need to actively work on our lives to have them showered with blessings as well. This is the only way to attain paradise, the most sought after resting abode in the hereafter, and to attain such pleasure would be to engage in good deeds.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light, you guides me through my darkest night, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you.
Ramadan is just the beginning, and this is today's special. If a Muslim continues to display positive changes after Ramadan, this is not only a possible sign that the fasting has been accepted, but also a sign that a new habit has been formed. During Ramadan, we are continuously doing our best to make positive changes from the early hours of the morning as dawn breaks until the later hours of the evening. We carefully schedule when we will eat, pray, and perform our tasks. We are more conscious of time and of our behavior. Some people start to be efficient with time management and know the time of Maghrib dawn to the minute or second, even though they used to be heedless of that before Ramadan.
Dunya. See, you need these reminders. Set up reminders for yourselves. And then create a system, surround yourself with good people who always remind you of these qualities. One thing I invite the Shabab to do is have sleepovers. Invite your friends, your cousins, your family members. One Saturday night, pull an all-nighter. Discuss the lessons that you learned in the month of Ramadan. Discuss something good. Bring the coffee, bring the s'mores. Of course, the halal s'mores. Because most maraja, they say, you know, the gelatin may not go through full transformation. Bring that, have a nice night, but discuss lessons from the Quran. Go around, what did you learn this month of Ramadan from the Holy Quran? Share with us a beautiful lesson, a beautiful verse. You know how much barakah Allah puts in sessions like that? The angels, they come to such sessions. And Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam states, Wallah inni la uhibbu tilka al-majalis. And Imam al-Sadiq says, I love such gatherings in which the name of God is mentioned, in which the teachings of Quran are discussed and the teachings of Ahlul Bayt are mentioned. You're having a good time with your friends and you are worshipping Allah in the best way possible. Have sleepovers with your friends and discuss the valuable lessons that you've learned. This is a great way to continue the spirit of the month of Ramadan.
That was all for today's. We leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
Ya Rahman, Ya Razzaq, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Qahhar, Ya Wahhab, Ya Tawwab. Ya Rahim, Ya Aziz, Ya Sami', Ya Basir, Ya Latif, Ya Khabir.
We are with you. What about you? IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. We are living in the time. There's a lot of issues are going around the world. Lots of unpleasant things are happening around the world. And well, as much as we move ahead, we are going to close to the end of the time, Akhir al-Zaman. And in these tough days, in the end of the time days, we have to be more careful and we have to protect ourselves from the trials, because lots of trials are going to happen, lots of tests are going to go, going to happen, and lots of people are going to be stained and leave the position what we are. So basically we want to remain as a Muslim, as a mu'min. We don't want to fall down. So one of the things are going to protect us in the end of the days, in the Akhir al-Zaman is Ma'rifatul Imam. If we know our Imam deeply, thoroughly, fully, those who have complete faith in their Imam, in their leaders, and we all should know our Imams very well, knowing the mother, name of the mother of Imam, name of the father of the Imam, and where he used to live is not called Ma'rifah. Ma'rifah means when you know your Imam's likes and dislikes, what he likes from you, what he likes from a nation, what he likes from, you know, when you connect yourself with your leader, with your Imam. So there's a beautiful hadith from Amir al-Mumineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam, where he says, إِنَّهُ لَا يَسْتَكْمِلُ أَحَدٌ الإيمان حتى يعرفني كنها معرفتي. No one is going to have iman in full faith in Ahlul Bayt, in Rasulullah, in Quran. Well, if you have faith in iman, in imam, that means we have faith in Rasulullah, that means we have faith in Quran, that means we have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they're all in one line, they are not parallel to each other, they're not so their continuation, imamat is a continuation of nubuwa or risalat or prophethood. Prophethood is a continuation of Quranic teachings, and Quranic teachings a continuation of words of God, Almighty God. So it's all in one line. So if you know, if you have ma'rifat, you know thoroughly, you know totally, you know in full your imam, that means you have ma'rifat of Rasul, you have ma'rifat of Quran and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this hadith, Amir al-Mumineen says, إِنَّهُ لَا يَسْتَكْمِلُ أَحَدٌ الْإِيمَانِ حَتَّى يَعْرِفَنِي كُنْهَ مَعْرِفَتِي. No one is going to have in his faith in full unless he know me deeply. Bin Nuraniya, he should know me through light, through enlightenment. Light is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to know our Imam through knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا عَرَفَنِي بِهَذَهِ الْمَعْرِفَةِ, if you know Imam with this type of ma'rifat, with this type of knowledge, understanding, فَقَدْ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قَلْبَهُ لِلْإِيمَانِ وَشَرَحَ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test your faith and expand your heart, your chest, for the true knowledge. And then you will become سَارَ عَارِفًا مُسْتَبْصِرًا, you become an arif whose heart is enlightened with the ma'rifat of Imam, Nabi, Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَمَنْ قَصَّرَ عَنْ مَعْرِفَةِ ذَلِكَ, if you do taqseer, if you don't care about this type of ma'rifah, you say, okay, I'll do that later on, and you forget it, and you keep passing it, you keep passing it, and I'll do that tomorrow, you keep saying that, then you're not going to achieve that type of ma'rifah. And that type of person is called into this hadith, فَمَنْ وَمَنْ قَصَّرَ عَنْ مَعْرِفَةِ ذَلِكَ, this person is reluctant, and his iman, his faith, his heart, his intellect is doubtful. Until the day you are reluctant, you are doubtful in the ma'rifat of imam, you are doubtful in the ma'rifat of knowing your imam, understanding the or comprehending the values of your imam, your nabi, your kitab, your book, your Allah, then you are in trouble. So ma'rifat of imam is the source of all knowledge. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا, نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا, أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك, يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, from all over the world listening to IRIB English Radio right now. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, trying to learn how to read the Quran beautifully, fluently, with tajweed rules. We really welcome you all. We have brothers Fawad Haider, Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Ruhullah, and Hussein Akbari with us today in this session. I really, really welcome. Salam Hussein, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, sir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah. And Hussein, next Hussein, two Hussein we have today. Hussein, how are you?
I'm fine.
Alhamdulillah. So, Hassan, how is it going?
Well.
Alhamdulillah. Fawad?
Fine, sir.
Alhamdulillah. So everyone is great and energetic. Hope you are ready, brothers and sisters. Inshallah, today in this session, Ayah 87 is our topic to practice and learn what Allah Almighty says in this Ayah. And let's see what tajweed points we have to
apply.
Yes, apply and remember in this Ayah. Ayah 87, وَإِن كَانَ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ آمَنُوا بِالَّذِي أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ وَطَائِفَةٌ لَّمْ يُؤْمِنُوا فَاصْبِرُوا حَتَّى يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ بَيْنَنَا وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. So, there is a recitation. Let's listen to the recitation of this ayah, and then we'll get back. Alright? Everyone?
Yes.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن كان طائفة منكم آمنوا بالذي أرسلت به وطائفة لم يؤمنوا فاصبروا حتى يحكم الله بيننا وهو خير الحاكمين.
Nice recitation, mashallah. So, Allah Almighty says in Ayah 87, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَإِن كَانَ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ آمَنُوا بِالَّذِي أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ وَطَائِفَةٌ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا فَاصْبِرُوا حَتَّى يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ بَيْنَنَا وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. If a group of you have believed in what I have been sent with, and a group have not believed, Allah Almighty says, the Prophet to say this to the people, okay? If a group of you have believed in what I have been sent with, in the book of guidance, in the message of Allah, with the message of Allah, with the book of guidance, and a group have not believed, okay? Of course, whenever Allah Almighty sends the prophets, there are people who do not follow the prophets, who do not listen, those who stand against, okay? Prophets. وَطَائِفَةٌ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا. Allah says, be patient until Allah judges between us. Allah says to the Prophet to tell them, be patient until Allah judges between us. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. And He is the best of judges. So Allah is Ar-Rahman. It means Allah is kind to everyone, to everything. Alright?
Yes.
And at the same time, Allah is Ar-Rahim. He is especially merciful to great people, to great Muslims, great believers. And this, the special mercy of Allah Almighty is for the special people. Alright? Especially in the Day of Judgment. Special mercy for the special people, especially in the Day of Judgment. Alright? So this is the world. Everyone has the chance to be blessed, to receive blessings of Allah Almighty. But in the Day of Judgment, it's a bit different. Okay? So guys, this ayah tells us that there are people who believe in the prophets, there are people who do not believe in the prophets. But the people who believe in the prophet, if the things are not going well, they should not be disappointed. Alright?
Yes.
They should believe in the wisdom of Allah Almighty, that Allah is wise, Allah is knowledgeable, He knows, He sees, He hears. Yes? He can change the situation. They shouldn't be disappointed. And it tells about those people who are disbelievers in Allah Almighty. It tells them not to be proud of having fun, proud of being happy in this world, okay? Receiving no punishments, just enjoying their time. Yeah, the punishment is going to hit you at the right time. Alright?
Yes.
Yes? You are going to receive the result of the consequences of what you were doing wrong and you thought they are right and you were enjoying your moments. So the punishment is going to strike you at the right time. Alright? Make you fall into regrets. Make you regret whatever you were doing. Allah says, Allah asks us. Allah tells the Prophet to ask us, فَصْبِرُوا. Look, be patient until Allah judges between us. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. And He is the best of judges. Alright? There are a lot of people who say, come on, the people who don't believe, they are much happier. Yes? The people who do not believe, they are much wealthier. They're richer than us. If Allah is about to solve any problem, He could have solved the problems. Come on. Look at them. They are disbelieving in God. They are living happily. We're believing in God. We're having a hard time. Somebody should tell them that you are right. They are living a happy life. But remember, it's not the real happiness. And second thing, we are not created to be happy, to have a happy life in this world. This life is a test for us to get ready for the eternal life, for the true happiness. All right. So there were thousands of millions of people, billions of people lived. They were living so happily and they were so rich, but their happiness ended. Did it end or no?
Yes.
Did it solve any problem for them?
No.
No. It's going to end. So we shouldn't exchange a temporary happiness with an eternal happiness. Okay? You should not sell your eternal happiness for a temporary happiness. Right? Eternal enjoyment is something precious. Temporary enjoyment is something as if, for example, somebody gives you... So there are two options for you, for example. Somebody wants to give you $1 million that you can, for example, invest on something to have an eternal income, for example. For many, many years you can have an income. But also, somebody says that, I want you to go, for example, to that water park to spend this all money one day, okay, and enjoy your moment. Which one is, like, more, valuable for you? Enjoying one day and spending millions of dollars? Or enjoying an eternal life, for example, with eternal income? Which one is enjoyable for you?
Eternal
enjoyment. Eternal income, yes?
Yes.
So you should not exchange the one which is eternal with the one which is temporary. That's all, guys.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات المولى.
IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools presents
والكون الواسع في صدري أحضنه غرضا.
Let's recite the Quran.
We are running out of time. Let's mention some tajweed points and inshallah recite this ayah. Refer to the tafasir books inshallah to remember to learn more. Wa in kana. Make sure.
Ikhfa.
Yeah, the word ink.
Ink.
Ink. Wa ink. Wa inkana. Yes? Remember that word. This is the rule of ikhfa. Wa inkana. Ta'ifatum. The mat is wajib. Right? The mat is wajib. Ta'ifatum. Wajib here means. We should extend the sound. طَائِفَةٌ تُمْ مِنْكُمْ تُمْ مِنْكُمْ مِنْكُمْ آمَنُوا بِالَّذِي. You can extend the sound. The mad is not wajib. It is
jais
to extend. The reason is the letter ya, which is mad letter, is separate from the letter hamza, which is in the next word. Yes. Ursiltu bihi ishba'u ha'i tamir. Do you remember? Extending yes. The he sound.
Yeah.
Wa ta'ifatun again. Ta'ifatun lam yu'minu fasbiru hatta yahkumallahu. Make sure you pronounce the word Allah with an awesome. Bainana. What does that jim say, Hassan?
Jim is a stopping sign.
It says
that it's you're allowed to stop or continue.
You're allowed. For example, from the beginning of that, you're reading and you got here, oh God, I'm running out of energy. There's a stopping sign for you. Come on, make a pause. You're allowed to make a pause. So, وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. That's all very easy rules, not difficult. Only some idgham and some mad. That's all. I will recite this ayah, Hassan, Fawad, Hussein, and Hussein. I will recite this ayah and make sure you listen and repeat after me.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, yes. Listen and repeat.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وإن كان طائفة منكم آمنوا بالذي أرسلت به وطائفة لم يؤمنوا.
وإن كان طائفة منكم آمنوا بالذي أرسلت به وطائفة لم يؤمنوا
فاصبروا حتى يحكم الله بيننا.
وطائفة لم يؤمنوا فاصبروا حتى يحكم الله بيننا
وهو خير الحاكمين.
وهو خير الحاكمين.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Allah bless you. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, for being with us in this session. That's all from us for today. See you in the next session. Stay with IRB English Radio. Hassan Hussein, Fawad, and the next Hussein Akwari. Thank you so much for being with us in this session. Allah bless you. See you in the next session. So, thanks to IRB English Radio as well, and Sevier International School too. That's all from us for today. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
آياته تروي المدى و
وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the Imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdaa al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaa.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety. This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed Imam must have the most knowledge and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام على أئمة الهدى ومصابيح التجا وأعلام التقى وذوي النهى.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thoughts, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. As-salamu ala al-a'immat ad-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, His select, His party, the case of His knowledge, His argument, His path, His light, His proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam. There's a really interesting and beautiful dialogue that Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam has with one of his companions. In this conversation and this dialogue between the divinely appointed Imam and the companion, there's a thing that Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam brings up. He brings up this idea that one should do what they believe in, or if we want to turn it around, what they believe in, they should act upon. Many times we have a tendency to believe in a lot of different things, but very rarely do we end up acting upon them. So, for example, we all know that being truthful is a virtue, it is an honor. We know that we must speak the truth, but there are times where we don't speak the truth. Or we know that being loyal to somebody is also a virtue. It is an honor and a nobility. And likewise, there are times where we show disloyalty, whether it is to another human being, or whether it is to the infallible Imams alayhim as-salam, or the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, or even disloyalty to Allah the Almighty. Or, for example, we believe that death is a reality, and still we have a tendency to not remember death, and we live like we will never die. Another thing that we believe in, but we rarely act upon, is that we believe in the Day of Judgment. We believe that everything will be held to account, our good deeds, our bad deeds, our actions, our thought, everything will be held to account, and yet we live life and we go on continuing to live as if there will be no day of resurrection, that there will be no holding of account. So Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, speaking to his companion, says, Allah says in the Holy Quran, O you who believe, why do you say that which you do not do? And he says, if a human being says something and believes in it, their true intention makes them prove what they say and what they believe in by acting upon it. And if they do not believe in what they are saying, the truth of their speaking and the truth of their belief shall not appear. And so in this manner, dear friends, we learn that we believe in a lot of things, but we must also put those sayings and that belief into action. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Rabbana
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. Peace and blessings be upon the last messenger of Allah, Prophet Muhammad, and his pure progeny. In these days and nights that we are missing the month of Ramadan, and we remember the beautiful moments, especially the nights of Ramadan, let's ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us another chance to see the next Ramadan, especially with our beloved Imam of Time. We have been talking about the 12th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyya, and we got to the good part. All of it is great and good, but by this I mean to the part that Imam is igniting the light of hope in our hearts by these beautiful sentences. These meaningful and great phrases of the dua are in fact igniting the light of hope, and it kills the darkness of despair in our heart. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, Ma ana bi'a'sa man asaka fa qafarta lah. O Lord, O Allah, O Creator, O my beloved, I am not the most disobedient of those who have disobeyed you and whom you have forgiven. وَمَا أَنَا بِأَلْوَمِ مَنِ اَعْتَذَرَ إِلَيْكَ فَقَبِلْتَ مِنَ. Nor am I the most blameworthy to offer excuses which you have accepted. وَمَا أَنَا بِأَظْلَمِ مَنْ تَابَ إِلَيْكَ فَعُدَّتْ عَلَيْهِ. Nor am I the most wrongdoing of those who have repented to you and to whom you have returned. أَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ فِي مَقَامِي هَذَا. I repent to you in this situation of mine, in this station that I am in, the repentance of those who are truly, truly remorseful over what they have done. Let's take a break and come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge
that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana.
All right, respected listeners to IRIB English Radio, the program Bridge is here, and we are focusing on the 12th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is continuing on. He says, Atubu ilayka fi maqami hadha, I repent to you in this station of mine, or in this situation that I am in, the repentance of one, and then he describes the condition of a right tawbah, a right repentance, an accepted one. Repentance of one remorseful over what proceeded from him hastily, apprehensive of what has gathered around him. Nadimin ala ma farata min. He's truly remorseful. He truly regrets what he has done in the past. Mushfiqan mimma ijtama'a alay. Apprehensive of what has gathered around him. وخالص الحياء مما وقع فيه. Pure in shame, pure in modesty, for what that into which he has fallen. عالما, knowing that بأن العفو عن الذنب العظيم لا يتعظمك. Pardoning great sins is nothing great for you. You are great. In fact, you are the greatest. Forgiving my great sins is not going to decay anything from you, O Allah, O Almighty. One of the conditions, or one of those very beautiful skills that true mu'mineen have, is that they know if they want to be forgiven, they have to forgive. If you forgive other people, then you get closer to the forgiveness or being forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't have hatred of the other mu'mineen. You can't have the hatred and animosity of other believers, family members, good community members, those who are not enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are not oppressing or opposing the cause of the Rasulullah, yet expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. Purify the heart first. That's where everything starts. That's where everything initiates. Let's take a break to come back, inshallah, to listen to a beautiful hadith.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
All right, respected listeners to IRIB English Radio, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in a beautiful hadith, says, Al-afwu tajul makarim. Al-afwu tajul makarim. Forgiveness. Forgetting and forgiving together. Al-af. Af means not only you forgive, but also you forget. It's as if it never happened. Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember what she did to me. I don't remember what he has done to me. I don't remember. I can't recall. Al-afwu tajul makarim. Af, which is a combination of forgetting and forgiving, is
the highest, the best, on the top of all the good attitudes or good etiquettes of a human being. And another one in a beautiful hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he said to Abdullah ibn Jundab, he said,